Welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're going through every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and talking about them. But we're doing something special because it's Halloween time. Oh yeah, I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And today we had to. Because it's a spoopy. It's a spoop.
Spoopy time of year.
It's a spoopy time and we got a spoopy guest.
The
spoopiest guest. We've got a sparkle shark. It's Daniel Montgomery.
Hi.
Wow, you're a professional sparkle shark?
I am. I professionally sparkle.
Ooh. What's your rate? What's your sparkle rate?
You're going to have to email my business manager for that.
Wow.
Ooh. And that email address is danielmontgomery@gmail.com.
Wow. You share a name with that's your not, business.
Yes, that's right. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes. Wow.
He'll tell you my very high rate.
So this is a fun part of the vault.
Very fun. Very
what
fun.
What do you guys see in the vault today?
What do I see? I see a bale of hay next to a jack-o'-lantern and a little girl crying on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Oh, I see some pointy cone boobs.
Yes, of course.
I just see a vacuum. Like a household vacuum.
That's right.
At first I thought you meant like the absence of
something. Yes, but there's an around the vacuum is a vacuum.
That's true. Very filled
vacuum.
I see a town full of people making fun of virgins.
Yes.
Of course.
Specifically that cop.
Yeah. Oh, we are talking about
Hocus Pocus.
OMG.
OMG.
OMG, it's Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. This is a great movie.
Yeah.
Whoa, spoiler.
Up top, I'm just going to say this is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
If you haven't seen it, you should probably just turn on your television because it's going
to
be on.
Turn on your television to Freeform 31 Nights of Halloween.
Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about Sparkle Shark. I don't know if they'll play that special, but the 25th anniversary
special. No, we have a new
special
this year.
We do.
26th.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
26th anniversary.
No. But it's the fan fest.
Oh, a fan fest. So yeah. Sparkle Shark was one of the contestants in the costume contest of the 25th anniversary special of Hocus Pocus on Freeform.
It was the weirdest title of the show. It's like Halloween Bash.
Right.
Yeah. 31 Nights of Halloween, the Hocus Pocus Halloween Bash.
So had you guys seen this movie before?
How do you guys seen this movie?
Had you guys seen
how
this
do you
movie?
Guys see this movie?
That's what I said.
I see it on my television.
How did you seen it before? What is wrong with what I am saying?
Have I seen it before? Here's the thing, guys. I have not.
What?
Stop.
This was your first time?
I've only seen one Oscar, clip, no. And it's I Put a Spell on You, obviously, but I have never seen Hocus.
Whoa. That's a weird
never?
Clip. Wait,
never.
Why did you see that clip?
Well, because it's the one that everyone talks about.
They do?
I mean, they don't? Of course they do. That's the scene from the
what?
Movie.
Is it?
I think so. No, well, that's
there's
what
so
I was
many
to
scenes.
Yeah.
Well, now I know that they are. But
amok, Dead Man's Chungs?
What?
Had you heard Come Little Children before?
No. Is that that song? That's Jessica Parker sings.
I'll take thee away.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Into a land.
She's got a voice.
I joined it.
Come little children, the time's come to play here in my garden of magic.
Ooh, yes. Ooh.
Any anyway.
That was gorgeous.
No big deal.
Beautiful.
I can't wait for the Inside the Disney Vault album to drop.
I know.
This song will be featured in it.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to cut that out and put it on the album.
Yeah, 100%.
So, what? Oh, the
clip. It's just Canine Crunchies and this song.
So, yeah, there's so many.
So, everyone else has seen the movie before.
Yes.
How many times have you seen this movie?
Too many.
I've seen it an embarrassing, at least hundreds of times.
Like,
I've seen
this movie, so this movie came out in 1993, and I've seen it at least once a year since then. Many, many more in the recent years because they play it so much. It's so exciting. And it's one of those movies I think it's on TV, and you're just like, okay, now I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't have a choice.
I'm watching this. Yeah. Yeah,
that, I guess
like,
this is it.
That candle gets lit and the book gets opened in the first shot. Sorry. And this, I know what I'm doing with my night.
Mm-hmm. It airs kind of all year, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always on some channel
somewhere. There are certain days in like May or July and they start playing Hocus Pocus and I'm like, what the? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
a weird
it.
Thing that you guys just said, I think before we started recording, was that Hocus Pocus was released in July and not during Halloween.
So yeah, Hocus Pocus was released in July 1993, so it wouldn't compete with The Nightmare Before Christmas, which was also released in 1993. And I can tell you some quick, you know, bare necessities about this, or Black Cat necessities.
Okay.
I don't know. That was a riff. Uh-huh. So the budget was $28 million, and it made $39.5 million. So it was not a smash hit, and I think it only has like 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it was poorly reviewed and was kind of a bust.
And it's become a cult classic since. Wow. But it is kind of crazy to me because even watching it, I feel like it's such a well-written movie.
Oh my gosh.
It's so sharp. I'll see new things and hear new jokes when I
watch it. Well, it's so beloved. That's the thing that's the universal movie everyone is.
Sleeper hit, baby. You know, sometimes it takes time.
Sometimes it matures.
And also it aged really well, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It's still genuinely really funny.
So funny. Mm. Yes. Yes. So
let's talk about this cast.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, let's talk
about this.
Thora
is some
Burst.
Powerhouses. Oh. Yeah, starring with the biggest star of all, Thora Birch.
A star making turn.
For real, honestly. Because she was well known for what role?
Now and then,
and she was in. I remember her from Monkey Business.
Oh yes, Monkey Business.
What's Monkey Business?
You don't know Monkey Business? Honestly, all I remember from Monkey Business is the poster. Which now that I
is it
say
Monkey
that out loud,
Business or Monkey Trouble?
Oh, I think it's Monkey Trouble.
And there's Dante
Business is also great, and I think that might be the sequel of Thora Birch.
Yes, so clearly left a big impact.
Yeah.
No, that's where she somehow adopts a monkey that is a thief.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
But because it was working for like one of those organ grinders.
Dunstan Checks In.
Dunstan Checks In was about a
similar plot.
Monkey that steals things.
No, wait. That was Mighty Joe Young.
There was a time in the 90s where monkeys were big.
Monkeys were huge always. They've always been big.
Thief monkeys, everybody knows the trope. We've got plenty of movies.
Yes.
So anyway, Bette Midler as Winifred Sanderson. Kathy Najimy as Mary Sanderson.
Whoa.
Sarah Jessica Parker as Sarah Sanderson.
Yeah.
Omri Katz as Max Dennison.
Oh.
Athora Birch as Danny Dennison.
Woo.
Vanessa Shaw as Allison Watts. Sean Murray as human Thackeray Banks.
Yeah.
Jason Marsden as the voice of Thackeray Banks.
Ooh. Also, Max Goof.
also
from Boy Meets World and the Torkelsons. Did you guys watch the Torkelsons?
Yes, also, Torkelsons.
Yes, I did. Whoa.
Dorothy Jane. Kirby lacks you.
What would she say to the moon at night?
Mr. Moon.
Why
is that neighbor Kirby always coming up here bothering me? I don't like him. And then he would climb up on a ladder and he would be like, Dorothy Jane, I love you. And she would like kick the ladder and he'd fall off and we'd all laugh.
We would laugh and we'd laugh.
Doug Jones.
Whoa, you just spoke
Billy
in a different
Butchers.
Language to me. I'm like, what the hell is this?
I got it.
What the hell kind of white nonsense is this?
True white nonsense.
The Torkelsons was like the Monkey Business of TV. Okay.
And then the Torkelsons Almost Home was like the Dunstan Checks In.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the Mighty Joe Young version of this then?
Full House.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
So Doug Jones as Billy Butcherson. Doug Jones, we know for his character creature acting, such as Silver Surfer.
He was the mermaid.
From Pan's Labyrinth.
Right?
Oh, mermaid? Cool.
Who's the mermaid thingy from that one mermaid movie?
Oh, Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. We followed that.
Shape of Water. Thank you. I got you.
Yeah.
He basically every tall, slender character is played by him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's very, very cool. Charles Rocket as Dave Dennison, the dad. Stephanie
who
Ferrissi.
Is in one of my favorite movies of all time, Earth Girls Are Easy. It's one of my favorite movies ever. It's 80s. It's fun. Daniel?
Oh, I've seen
it. I haven't seen it.
You got some homework to do then.
Yes, I do.
Earth That's Girls
I'm familiar,
Are Easy.
Though. I just haven't seen it.
Jim Carrey's in it.
Jim Carrey, Damon Wayans, Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis, Julie Brown, Angeline.
What?
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's a classic.
Where
and
I
Daniel,
been?
You would be obsessed. And that's a promise.
I know that's true.
It's a promise.
I feel like a little shamed, but like in a good way.
No, no, it's an exciting thing to look forward to.
Yes, that's what I mean. I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yes.
After I watch Hocus and Pocus again.
Yeah. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Did you say Hocus and Pocus?
You know I did.
The Hocus other and Pocus. Version of Hocus Pocus.
Hocus and Pocus.
The dad, though, he was on SNL and he was fired for saying a bad word, right?
Oh,
that
guy? He swore live on air.
Yeah.
What word did he say?
I don't know, but I did read that fact.
Yeah.
He said poop.
Stop.
They couldn't say poop back in the 70s. Real square. Stephanie Ferrissi is Jenny Dennison. Amanda Shepherd is Emily Binks. Larry Bagby is Ernie.
Thank God he found work.
Tobias Jelinek as Jay.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
And then,
I know him.
You know, there's more. There are some more people.
This
from,
was directed
you know,
by Kenny Ortega.
Who is the choreographer of High School Musical?
And
the
director.
He also directed it.
I'm sorry.
And Disney Descendants and Newsies.
Wow, yeah.
That's where I am like, Kenny Ortega.
That's right.
So this story was
But he started as a choreographer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's a dancer.
First, and then a director second.
Well,
you'd have to ask him.
Great.
Yeah, and like a guy who makes...
Hey, Kenny. Oh, he says he's both.
He's one in what?
He makes like tacos and stuff too, right?
Yes, really good salsa.
Oh,
like,
does he?
Just wonderful.
Really?
Wait.
No, I think we're joking.
You're joking.
Isn't Ortega a brand of...
Yes. Also. I think so. I have no idea.
And a choreographer.
Yes.
I mean.
And a director.
¿Por qué no los dos? Is that what that's from?
What?
You know that commercial? The commercial.
Blink,
they're
blink,
like.
Blink. Blink, 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 blink.
Someone out there knows what I'm talking about.
The commercial I can remember is New York City.
Yes!
Oh,
oh
that's
my God, Daniel!
And I have Picante. I can't remember the song.
Picante! Or what? Oh, salsa from New York City.
New York City.
Ours is made in California. Anyway, so.
I don't think I've seen this.
It's a bop.
This
it's a bop of a commercial.
It's like the monkey business of commercials.
It is like the Black Angus of commercials for salsa.
Oh
anyway, this story was first floated around in like 1984, but they sat on it. So Disney bought the script in 1984. They sat on it for 8 years, and the original title was Disney's Halloween House and was supposed to be darker and scarier. And the story originated from producer Dave Kirshner, who invented the tale of how a cat was once a boy who was changed into a feline, turned into a witch 300 years before. And this was like a story he told his daughter for funsies. And then they made it a movie.
Oh, I actually know a quick little thing about the pitch for this movie.
Tell us. we just pulled up our seats.
Originally, it was pitched to Disney and Amblin. And Disney won. And
Yes.
Amblin was like, no, we're good.
Because Steven Spielberg's like, I don't want to do that.
Yes, but in a nicer way, I think.
And
when they came in to pitch the film, they brought in a bunch of Halloween candy and like spread it all over the table.
Smart.
And decorated the pitch room like a creepy little haunted house.
Smart. Aww. See, because they were like, this movie is fun. We're going to have some fun.
And they wanted to pull that nostalgia from that candy.
Yeah.
I love it. This film feels like you're getting some candy.
Oh,
it feels like trick-or-treating.
Well, it's mostly that.
This film is all about trick-or-treating.
Yeah, isn't the Hocus Pocus about candy?
No.
I watched the wrong movie then.
Blink, blink, blink.
Just kidding.
You watch Willy Wonka?
I guess I did. Oh. Bette Midler as Willy Wonka, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker as
Veruca Salt.
Oscar,
Veruca
you can Salt. Continue to participate only if you talk about Willy Wonka in Understood. The, as it relates
Kathina
to...
Kathina Jimmy as an Oompa Loompa?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Just one of them.
Yeah, all the of them. Oompa Loompa. The...
Oh, I thought it was Doug Jones that did all of the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, no. He was Augustus Gloop.
Oh, I always really get them confused.
Yeah. It's a stretch for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it starts some, with...
Oh, oh, sorry. There were some fun alternate castings of people who had auditioned, if you want to know.
Tell
me,
us.
Me.
Daryl, you auditioned?
No.
Daryl Strawberry?
I was going to say Daryl of... I don't know why I got an accent. The role of Max Dennison was originally offered to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Of course, obviously.
He turned it down.
How dare he?
To appear in... What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Great move. Great move, Leo. Mm-hmm.
Also about
Better
food.
Move. Support that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what that movie's about. Food.
When they pitched that movie, grapes. Grapes all over the table. They filled the room with grapes. Look, people loved it.
Who's not nostalgic for grapes?
The mom will be so big that they have to burn down the house.
Oh my God. That movie is so sad.
It's intense.
So all sad. Right. Marriott. Mary. Sorry, back up. Mary Rosie O'Donnell was originally offered the role of Mary Sanderson, but she claims on her blog that she turned down the offer to work with Bette Midler because she didn't want to be a, quote, scary witch.
Oh.
What, Rosie? You dumbass.
Jennifer Lopez auditioned for the role of Sarah Sanderson.
You are kidding. What? I would die. Get she that could, remake she could do anything. And get her in there.
She could do anything.
The first choice... For Winifred was
me,
Patty LuPone.
Oh, that would be amazing! Oh my God, a Broadway version has to have Patty.
I mean, duh! It feels so crazy to not
Stalker Channing.
No,
it was.
She has my birthday.
It was Elaine Stritch.
No, but you were on the right track. Okay. It was Cloris Leachman.
Whoa! And then instead she played a witch in Double Toil and Trouble.
Oh, great movie. Two witches, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Twitches, you might say.
Witches. Mm-hmm.
Twin witches as well. So anyway, yeah. Music, and the music was by John Debney, which is great. This music's so good.
So good. Mm-hmm.
It was actually supposed to be done by James Horner, but he had to do something else, I think. But he did write, Titanic. But he did write Sarah Jessica Parker's song called Sarah's Theme.
Also known as Come Little Children.
Thank
also
you very much.
Known as on our upcoming album.
Right. Yes, it is the first track on the album.
Oh, the first.
It is the first. Yeah.
It's got a reprise.
It lures people in.
Yeah, then there's the reprise towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Yeah. So let's talk about this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So how does it start?
Starts back Sarah. In the day, the 1600s. Oh, wait, it starts with a book.
Flies. It starts with the book opening.
Very Disney.
Very Disney.
Very classic.
But this
Disney.
Time, it's got an eyeball on
Ooh,
it.
Yeah. Ooh, scary.
He's got like a skin bound book, and we see Sarah flying over 1600s Salem.
Sex.
1693, Salem.
Sex.
Zachary Binks looks for Emily, who's being feasted on by the witches.
Yeah. He runs without any shoes on.
And then he falls on this hill and his shirt gets torn and then my sexual
and our
awakening begins.
Our 6-year-old hearts go,
It's crazy to me that like this was like the first drunk history because he was like saying the words that were already recorded, right?
Oh, you mean like they dubbed him?
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, because it's Jason Marsden's voice.
Oh,
with the other actor because they wanted to match.
Yeah.
Which is right.
That makes sense.
So, that's just cool. Some like ADR going on. And this is where we get Dead Man's Toe because they're, you know, they're building the recipe?
Building
brewing.
The
they're brewing the recipe.
Potion.
Yeah. Brewing the potion.
Dead Man's Toe.
And so,
and they're silly witches right off the bat. You're like, am I supposed to be scared right now?
No.
These witches are having a good ass time.
No, they're fun. They are committed. They are silly, but they are scary because they're literally sucking the soul out of a kid.
I mean,
but
if you delete that, then they're fun.
Cute.
So, and they are serious about their business. So Thackeray immediately is like very responsible for the fact that his sister was abducted. And so he's like spying and he watches them like drink his sister to death, basically.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
A child died.
Dies
in this
at
movie.
The very beginning yeah. of this
yes.
movie.
I know. Mean, that's where we are starting. Yeah, that's oof. Crazy.
I was not ready for that. I was like, I, what I was. The?
But if you look at the background, she does move after it. She's supposed to be dead.
Wow. Wow. Very funny. Oh. Yeah. Oh, blooper. She's like,
oh, I love that.
Blooper.
She's like giggling in the background.
Yeah, yeah. If you that. Watch the Poppin' Knowledge version of Hocus Pocus on Freeform, they'll point it out for you.
Oh. I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. After, I mean, I need more facts. Mm-hmm. So Thackeray gets turned into a cat forever.
I always, this spell that they say, they say, just like this. And I always think they're going to say that.
I do too, every time.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's someone is credited as writing the spells and incantations in this movie. That's like a literal credit. I could look up who it is, but I think that's incredible.
There is the word black right before.
Yeah,
it.
Black, and then it should be that. Just okay, I like
they're trying to mess with y'all, and it worked. You know worked. What? It worked.
Been thinking about it since '93.
Black.
This. I do like when she's like, "You there?"
I mean, right? Like, I'm getting huge drag queen vibes yeah. from oh, 100%. Her right away. Uh-huh, so fun.
The original drag queen.
Truly. Like, honestly, serious? I mean, those teeth?
Those teeth.
I mean, she's, I think, truly Bette Midler at her best, I want to say. Right?
Yeah.
And you can tell from jump that
twist
she...
Twist the bones and bend the back. Ichitacopita melacomistica. Trim him of his baby fat. Ichitacopita melacomistica. Give him fur black as black. Just like
that. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
But my brain has been trained to go to this.
Mm. Anyway, I'm sorry I totally interrupted you.
No, it's okay. It but I was just like sort of gushing on Bette Midler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Truly no, she is star making good. Terms. Also, the thing is, okay, so there were rumors for a while of a sequel, and I guess they are possibly making one, but not with any of the witches, even though they've all said they would come back.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which is
incredible. They would do a sequel without them?
Yeah, like as a story, I guess, about the kids. But it's like, who cares about the kids?
I don't care about those damn kids.
Yeah, there was like a rumor last week because one of my coworkers was like, did you hear anything about this? That they're going to make a sequel, but it's going to be for Disney Plus, but then it's going to air on Freeform. But
no,
then,
thank you.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
But this was the producer saying that none of the, like, Kenny or Ticket didn't say anything.
You could even give us like a prequel thing, like show us the effect. That happened with
ooh, with Billy is Sarah Hinton.
Okay, take us to the 1600s.
I mean, Sarah's brows for a while.
Oh,
yes, they are. They're look. They're ooh.
She is stark white with like light blonde hair.
Yeah,
strong brows.
Strong, very strong brows.
Dark brows.
And oh, also, so can we talk about Kathy and Jimmy?
I love her.
We can. Oh, I mean, that was
her whole face is a
twisted. Twisted, really committed.
It's like she did her hair in a twist and it just kept going and pulled her face up with it.
It's so
I will
great.
Say, Ruha, we have a friend Ruha,
I mean, of course.
Who does a perfect impression.
Well, here's the thing that I'll say is that so we have three friends.
Uh-huh.
Ruha Teslimi.
Oh, and Amy
Hessler and Santina Muha, who every year do a Hocus Pocus bit at UCB and it kills. It's very fun.
They are so good.
Watching Hocus Pocus, I'm like, that's is Amy Hessler.
Yeah.
That is Ruha Teslimi. That is Santina Muha. Yeah.
It's so funny that you saw that first before this movie.
Wow. Yeah.
But it was so crazy. So crazy.
Yeah. They're perfect.
So it's perfect. Great. Shout out. So Thackeray.
But they're supposed to be biological sisters?
I mean,
really?
I don't know.
Really?
Or sisters in a coven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
I buy that. They do talk about their mom.
Right.
Which but is I think the they're devil. Yeah, they're I think it is some kind of like mystical devil? Mom. I think it could be. It could be. Also,
there's like a mother superior in the coven.
Like
They're like otherworldly creatures. They're not mortal. I don't think. I don't know if they're birthed the same way. So Thackeray gets turned to a cat, and the villagers come and hang them.
Yes.
Hang them. Mm-hmm. This is a Disney kids movie.
This is the first 5 minutes.
People getting hanged. I mean,
yeah. And it hasn't even people been 10 minutes cursed. Yet.
Swinging then, heels in the air.
And then Thackeray off pieces of their dad is like, get out of here, beast, and kind of kicks a cat. Yeah. Beast.
That's the thing that you reacted to, Rachel. Mad.
Demonic prophecies?
So, and yeah. I love how this movie kind of subtly gives you some of the information you need. Like, the fleshbound book is there and it opens and she casts a spell, but she needs her book to cast the spells. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where she gets the one that says, you know, in 300 years they'll be back when the candle is lit by a virgin on Halloween night. Mm. And then we get to 300 years later, present day. Yeah.
Where it's the teacher is telling the story.
I mean, this teacher. Ooh, this? I would kill to play this teacher
in the
movie.
Hold up. I mean, question.
Come on. Yeah.
What class are we in here?
History.
Which class?
Halloween history.
In Salem, Massachusetts. You know they study witches.
I know, but the thing is, everybody in this class knows this story, right?
I mean, that to me was Halloween most insane day. Thing ever. How overprotective these kids were about their folklore. I was like, okay, y'all loving witches. Well,
California
too much.
Layback tie-dye point of view.
But also, and she was so like, wow, like what a bully to this new kid.
She throws that sort of ribbon thing
the
at him.
The streamer thing. Or she throws it. She threw it at this other girl.
And just throws it.
Yeah, then she's like, "I'm gonna bully you for being new and different, and make you feel safe in my classroom."
This reminds me though of like on holidays when you had school, like it was kind of more relaxed.
So fun.
It was
so
a
she's
chill
like,
day.
"I'll tell you the story of Halloween in the town."
I will say though, this was the most unsettling scene in the entire movie.
What?
Like everyone was a little bit off.
Like the teacher just allows Max to be a super creep.
Yeah.
Where he's like, you can call me.
So weird. So weird.
Hands him the phone number. Everyone goes,
yeah.
This whole thing is bonkers because, crazy. It's like they're not in school. Number. They're just sitting around.
Yeah. No, I want to go to that school. So, I want to be in that class.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
Oh, I want to go. Yeah, this
present.
Whole town is beautiful. Present. Hello. I want to ride in those leaves.
What
so
Max I want
is a disbeliever.
Is I want her. Coat later.
Oh, I want everything that Allison has.
She's got a great coat.
Allison.
She's rich.
Ooh, Allison. Kiss me, I'm Allison.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Allison is a hot babe, and she thinks Halloween is cool. She's like, I'll have you know. She's like, so she schools him on some.
That is so crazy to me. I'd be like, what?
She's like,
literally,
it's the
squirrel,
one night
come
of
on.
Year, the year when the spirits can return to Earth.
And the whole class cheers.
Cheers! Cheers! How is that not unsettling to you guys? I was
so
deeply unsettled.
They love
so
he's their like, town.
Try incredible.
He's like, check and mate. Here is my number.
Yeah.
555 number, as
but
you say.
But then afterwards, she's like, do you want to go trick-or-treating? And gives it back.
Well, yeah, so they all erupt from the school, and everyone rushes out with, like, props and silly string.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
A la, it's like, Halloween. I guess any last day of school. But, yeah, I guess Halloween, so we're all bonkers and crazy. Mm-hmm. And Max apologizes for, like, embarrassing her. She's like, I'm not embarrassed. But, yeah, then she gives his number back
she's
in a
trick-or-treat.
Really flirty way.
Yeah.
What was that move?
I don't know.
Playing hard to get.
It's, like, beyond playing hard to get. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, it's not,
but I know that
all.
I need it.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm not going to engage with this, but I'm going to make you want it.
Well, something. It's utter confidence. She's like, we're in class together. You're going to see me again.
Wouldn't you feel that way if you were wearing that red coat?
She's
flip up your hood and walk down the street in your leaves?
I love that.
Oh, own that great sweater.
I love that.
Oh, she's so,
She's great.
Her parents, like, what, used to run the museum or whatever?
Yeah.
Listen, they're rich, too.
They're rich, so
rich. Yeah. Oof, rich people.
Yeah.
So he bikes
they
home.
They do have it all.
Through this cutest town. I want to go to this town. This is like true fall. It's beautiful.
Gotta go.
Bikes through the cemetery.
Yeah. Shortcut through the cemetery?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's not bothered.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe. He's like, whatever.
From Los Angeles. That's LA for you.
Yeah. Oh, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
This is where we meet Ice and Jay. Well, or Ernie and Jay. But then we learn, it ain't Ernie no more. It's Ice. Who's got it carved into his head.
Named after, I assume, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, my God.
The coolest guy ever.
It's a beautiful thing.
And they make
so
fun of him.
The bullies.
They make fun of the fact that he's from LA.
Oh, wait, that's later.
But they're like, how about a bud? And he's like,
smooth.
They smoke cigarettes.
They're very health conscious in Los Angeles, which is like a dig, even though
super
like
big dig.
Now
I was offended.
Nowadays I'm like, that's
no,
like,
I'm
like,
not.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not.
I eat trash for dinner.
You don't know me.
So yeah. They get back at him by stealing his shoes.
Yeah.
Check out the new crust trainers.
And then he gets home and his parents are like,
where are his shoes?
Where's his shoes? I don't know, maybe it's cool protest.
Yeah.
I love how the parents are just like so
clueless.
Flippant.
Absolutely
whatever.
Clueless.
Well, it's like
people.
He's a teenage boy. Of course he's like
I
angsty.
Mean, they're so Hollywood. Parents don't care. They're too busy
so
making movies.
So why do you think they moved to this town?
A job.
I never thought about that.
I'm here to ask the important
detox.
Questions.
I think it was probably for the plot of the movie.
He said, "There's an adventure to be had. We must go to Salem. Yeah. Our children
literally
need freedom
just
and adventure."
Moved that week because the boxes were still unpacked.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like parents always are like moved because they're writers and they need to be somewhere else to write something.
I mean, hey, I could write something great in that beautiful town.
Oh, yeah. That house, serene. That corner house, the little box house, that little
I love it.
Box at the top.
They have a painting of their own house in the house.
Oh, I know, gorgeous.
Wow. Inception.
Yeah.
Houseception.
I think they're writers. I think they're both writers and they came to Salem to write.
Do they write comedies? Do they write like what kind of stuff do they write?
They don't know yet.
Oh,
so they are writers, but they haven't written yet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But they're just minutes away from
writing.
Are
they a writing duo?
They don't know yet.
Oh, okay. They like really don't know, huh? Okay.
They
yeah,
got married. Fair. They had some money and they figured, let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah. They're here to figure some things out.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
lot of stuff.
So they also seem like they're pretty popular and fitting in town.
They already got invited
well, it's exciting.
To the town party.
Kids hate other kids from LA, but adults love other adults from LA.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. But every time I leave LA,
this
everyone's
is when Max
like,
is up in his room and he's rolling around. Yeah.
Banging on his
and
drum.
And we get this creepy view from the closet and he's like that screechy like violin music. Mm-hmm. It's like, boo! Like horror music. And Danny, his sister, bursts through saying boo.
Looking like a cute little witch.
Cute little witch. Yeah. I love that she's already in a Halloween costume.
I know.
She strikes me as the type of girl to always be wearing a costume, though.
Sure. Yes. She needs a look.
Don't you right. like her bright orange lipstick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Strong choice.
Oh, yes.
Bold. Trendsetter
bold.
From
bold
an
lip.
Early age.
Oh, and I love it's like a friendly witch look, but also could pass as sort of just clothing. Normal
she's,
clothing.
She's so cool.
Yeah. She's very cool.
And then she makes fun of her brother by being like, kiss me, I'm Allison.
Yeah. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
But she was like, we need to go trick-or-treating. And Max is like, that's for little kids.
And she's like,
yeah, I am a little kid, take me.
And then doesn't she like scream at the top of her lungs?
Yeah,
top of her lungs.
Max does something that I thought was so odd, which is he leaves his drum kit and then walks to the top of the staircase
and sits down. All moody.
What a weird place to sit and sulk.
I mean, but what a cool staircase.
It's his
room.
Well, how else do you use
He's
that
like
weird staircase?
Oh,
literally
right.
nowhere.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
also,
actually very
wait,
true.
It's like a witch landing deck at the top.
It's like a oracle beaming, like waiting for them to
peek out and look at the water.
Mm-hmm. Also, he does angrily play the drums for a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Which
yeah.
is like, oh, so angsty, so angsty.
Mm-hmm. He is a teenager after all.
Mm-hmm. So
angsty teen.
They do it. They go trick-or-treating, and lo and behold.
He's a rapper.
He's a rap singer.
He's a rap singer, which to me was wild.
<'Cause>
and then the dad told him to sit.
He is wearing form-fitting
jeans.
That
guy looked like an FBI agent. What you talking about, rap singer?
You look like a little leaguer.
For your information. Jacket. A little wiener.
Yeah, we run into Jay and Ernie again, and
ice.
They go that
ding dong.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's ice. Yo, it ain't Ernie no more. It's ice. So, and they're also with like a crew of other cool guys.
Yeah.
Other unnamed, uncredited.
Other
extras.
Unnamed. That
Bully
one cool guy that I always thought looked so cool with like the light ring on his head and the beanie.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's that one guy. He gets his one like gorgeous
he's
shot.
He's kind of like
he gets
less.
His one beauty shot.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes. I was like, oh, who is
oh,
this?
Oh yeah.
I want
maybe
that story.
Listen, that's the sequel.
That guy.
That's the sequel.
That guy. Mm-hmm.
Light ring head.
He realized what a bully he was, and he's coming to terms with that, and already I'm bored.
Summons witches.
And that was a terrible idea. Accidentally summons the witches. Sanderson sisters.
Oh.
I love it. Yeah. Who somehow came back, even though we thought they were dead for real.
Yeah.
So... They get bullied, and all for your information is a little leaguer, but they shake him. How they shake him? I don't know.
Well, he gets upset. Does it
give him candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets upset with
the candy.
Crazy. They wanted candy? How old are they?
And she's crying in the hay.
Oh,
right. That part was wild.
Well, so now we're having our
little... What a little diva. She, like, sat... She knew her lighting. She just plopped herself in there.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
And I'm so in they the
have, hay. They have but to hay have is their really, bonding it hurts. Moment. We're yeah. siblings. We're both sad. We're right. in a new town. This is your home
I relate
now.
To this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
my sister was mean to me, but then like we'd joke and we'd be like, you're right, you're my sister.
I mean, mm-hmm. you got
did,
it.
Did your yeah. sister pretend to see a witch fly over the moon?
Uh-huh.
She sounds pretty cool.
Yes. And so they look up and go, oh my God, look at this fucking house. It's
let's
humongous.
Go here.
Gotta go here.
Yeah, because they they've got the big candy bars.
They go in. It's a full on fucking 1600s mm-hmm. romp.
And guess who's there?
It's Yabos herself.
Yabba Yabos. Allison.
Looking real nice, too.
Looking
he
real
likes
good.
Your Yabos. She
looks great.
I
although
was excited.
Her hair is... Not right
oh,
for the
damn,
look.
Damn, clocking the look.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. I mean, it is not a wig, right?
I don't think it's a wig.
No, she's just wearing the half
it's
up,
like
half
it's
down.
It's like half up. It should have at least been like all up.
Full don't
up.
You don't full you think that's Allison's choice, though? Like, I'm not going to fully commit to this because I'm not
yes.
into
yeah.
it.
I think yeah. she was planning on leaving at some yes. point. Yeah. This yeah. was her out.
They're not even going
to
notice.
But to me, yeah. I was like, oh, what a wasted opportunity to do the whole movie in that outfit. I would have loved
hilarious.
It.
Hilarious. Because
I was excited. I saw that
up.
And I was like, oh, damn. Okay, so she's going to be rocking that look while
no,
running away
for 5 minutes.
She was like, no, I live here.
You don't like her slouch
jeans.
Sweater with her baggy Jennifer
I
Love Hewitt sleeves.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I love yeah. those sweaters.
I want it too.
I want it.
Yeah.
Her kids?
I mean, she is a... This is... It, she's a style icon, I think.
She
oh,
really
100%.
Is. So, you know, she offers him cider, and of course, they were just making fun of cider, but Max is like, yes, I'll take cider. And then Danny is like
whoa.
Straight up too
she's
much.
She's truly, as they say, on one. She talks about her knockers, her yabos.
But like, Allison has such a way of like skirting past things like that.
She's
she doesn't
cool.
even
she's
acknowledge
above it. She's above it.
Too cool.
Yeah.
Like
she knows
she
has
Yabos.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like, so you want to go to a real party? I
yeah.
mean, well, she just talks that's about it. She's titanic. Like, oh, you know about the Sanderson sisters because she's obsessed with the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, who isn't?
In this town, no one.
But she has the key to the place, right? Because her parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a museum that they own / ran.
Yeah. And it's like shut down because crazy
a lot
things
of spooky
happen.
Things happen.
And Danny's like, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
No. But Max is like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to be tough.
Yeah, finally you see a moment of weakness from Danny. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like, convince me, babe. And she's like, don't call me babe.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
She's like, you can talk about my yabos, but you cannot call me babe.
Yeah.
So they go to the museum and...
Max immediately finds a lighter.
Well, he right. reads about the black flame candle mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, it says little on Halloween night of his mm-hmm. little brother. And then he offers it to her and he's like, you want to do it? And she's like,
no.
I'm not a virgin.
Yeah, that's what yeah. she
ooh.
Meant.
Ooh. And he's like, I'll do it. Let's torch this sucker and meet the old bruh.
It's a great Max impression.
Yeah.
Thanks. I've worked on it my whole life. You guys, I have to say, I went to a Hocus Pocus themed birthday party once.
Really?
And you had to come dressed as a character from Hocus Pocus. And my twin brother went as Thackeray Binks, and I went as Emily Binks. And the whole party, I just walked around going,
Thackeray Binks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nightgown, nightcap, everything.
Oh,
honey.
My God.
Yes.
That's so
brilliant.
Good.
Inspired.
Thanks. I just had to drop that real fast.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
So
do you have picks?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. We'd be posting on that on our Instagrams.
So Max lights the candle and immediately things start popping. The bulbs start popping off of the candles and then they start igniting in real flames. Mm-hmm. Things are happening. Everybody ducks and covers and the witches pop out.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment. The door opens and the silhouette
beautiful,
of the Sanderson
beautiful
sisters
shot.
Show up.
And Max is smart enough to grab the spell book. So he like smashes the spell
no.
book, which is in a case.
No, he doesn't. Not then. That's after.
Well, like after a little altercation.
No, because the Thackeray Binks tells him to grab it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because yeah, so there's a whole. Yeah, there's like they're going after. Kerfuffle. They want to get Danny because she smells like a kid, but then he lights the place.
Well, there's that whole amazing moment where Danny pops up and is like, "How is Salvini?"
Yes, yes.
I couldn't believe that.
She's so brave.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Yes, believe it.
Like, what year is it? She's like 1993.
Yeah, but then
she's
that's
like, I'm not hungry.
We are.
Oh no.
Shishka baby.
And then Allison knocks Mary with a pan and like whacks her on the head. And then Max is like
the stunts in this movie.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
All, and everything is practical. It's all real effects, real stunts. All the flying is real.
All the lights.
All the flying is real.
Yeah, all the flying is real. They all really flew.
Fun fact. Fun fact.
They took months of lessons. They all really flew.
They had a real witch on set teaching them how to fly.
Yeah. No, but they were on string.
So apparently Sarah Jessica Parker loved being in her harness so much that when it was time to break.
She loves wedgies.
She just stayed in it.
She stayed up there and brought a copy of New Yorker so she could just read it.
Wait.
In her harness. So SJP loves a harness.
She loved the harness so much, she's still to this day
in that harness. She shot all of Sex and the City in that harness.
That makes sense, the way that she could walk in those heels.
That's right. It was all
where she learned Hocus Pocus. Yeah.
And in every episode of Sex and the City, she's really walking. She's literally walking. None of these effects. Practical walking.
Practical walking. Wow. She went through years of walking training.
Yes.
To just nail her walking.
I want
to
take a course.
I'm impressed.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's very expensive.
They did use like little puppets for when they're
far away.
Far away. I'm not kidding. They really did.
For what?
You know the moment. Skipping forward. You know the moment when the witches are burst out of the little top box of the house.
Yes. Oh yes.
And kind of like float around and fly. Those are
puppets.
And they're real puppets.
Real puppets.
Real really harnesses.
Wow. They gave little Sarah Jessica Parker a little mini New Yorker.
And she loved that puppet so much that she just kept it.
So Max, we've got our altercation.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of throwing around. That's a you there. Like, she's throwing him around with, like, that. Magic. Yeah. I love that the effects in this are, like, they're, like, cheesy. But
they work.
I still believe it. Mm. I buy it.
Yeah.
Also, Thackeray Binks' mouth movements was, like, very, very at the forefront of technology.
Yeah. Yeah. I believed it.
It's better than moves. Salem on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, Salem was a whole other thing. Started. Talk about puppets. You want to talk about puppets?
Yeah. But Max lights the sprinkler system, which then they all get scared of because they think it's
the Black Rain of Death.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of tricking the witches because, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve with 300 years in between technology and where they left off.
Yeah.
But
then they all run out. Max runs out, but then slips and falls. And that's when Thackeray Binks comes up and he's like, "You idiot." And he's like, "Grab the book."
He's like, "You're a cat."
Yeah.
So, yeah, he grabs the book. And then this is where they run out to the street.
Yeah.
And they're like, a black water.
Comedy.
Comedy.
Comedy. Because
they don't know what roads are.
No. And so they shove Sarah out onto it. And she's like, "Oh, 'tis firm."
What perfect casting.
The thing is, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And they're so genuine in their discoveries about this world.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like you get three legends to chew as much scenery as possible, and they certainly did. I mean, I'm surprised there was any scenery left. They were chewing the shit out of this whole
Seriously.
Thing.
They ate a lot.
Why? It's a road. Yeah. So they all pursue the kids to the cemetery.
Yeah, because they can't go on hollow ground.
Mm-hmm. But Winifred has what she thinks is some kind of ally there, who is her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh, Billy.
Billy.
Billy looks real cool.
I will say.
Billy kind of scared me when I was young.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's scared.
Like, he just looks smelly.
His proportions are crazy.
It was the sewn mouth that really twisted me up.
When he blows out.
And the moths come out?
Yeah.
Real practical moths?
Real moths.
Those moths trained to be inside of a mouth for years.
Unlike What's-Her-Face with the butterfly.
Asia O'Hara.
No. Oh my God.
She could take a note or two from Billy. No, but
those were real moths in his mouth. They had like a little contraption that they all were in the inside of his mouth. Like a little sack that he had.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's commitment. Commitment to your craft.
And still no animals were harmed, honey.
Yeah.
Top that, Asia.
So but they summon him, but he, and he's like pretty scary at first.
He's like, wah, wah.
Yeah, he's a grumpy little guy.
Yeah.
And he's got like a little dirty flop wig.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was so on board with this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was getting Thriller vibes. I was like, yes.
A good Return Halloween of the Living costume. Dead.
I was like, mm-hmm.
Another thing I love about this movie is like it just keeps moving. It's like the next thing and the next thing. And where are we doing? What are we doing here? And so I think, so the next thing is the witches kind of learn that Halloween has become a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And they see all these little people running around.
Yeah.
But they smell children, but they don't see children. Confused.
Yeah. There's that little girl who's just like, an angel, and she's like,
bless you. Oh my God,
like,
so funny.
Too funny.
Well, they also get on the bus and they meet the bus driver.
Oh,
Bumble.
Yeah.
Some
heavy flirt there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And they're like, we're looking for children. And he's like,
dig me a couple drugs,
but I don't think it'll be a problem.
Shocked. I was like, what the
it's
heck?
It's racy.
Turned on.
What, Daniel?
On the buzz, honey. Woo!
I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker did sit on his lap the entire bus ride.
Honk that horn. And remember Billy's fingers in the little manhole?
Oh no. She ran over Thackeray.
You're right.
Oh,
you're
yes,
right.
Yes.
I'm getting confused.
So they get on the bus, but they don't know where they're going. We don't know where they're going.
Take the kids.
They're like, whatever.
Take me to the kids.
We'll get on the bus.
Yeah.
Yes. And so they run over Thackeray Banks.
But then he grows
smushes. Well, of course, Danny gets sad because she's like, oh no, he's dead. And then he's like,
right.
I can't die. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you okay? And she's like, yes, I'm okay.
So I'm already like, okay, I'm shipping this, I guess.
Yeah. I know. They're
yeah,
in
there
love.
Is like a
I
lot
bet
of
there's
love
fan
connection.
Fiction.
Oh, of course there is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of course there is.
Later when they cuddle on the bed together.
I was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, flying way forward, but the very end too, I was like,
oh yeah,
when he kisses her,
it's very Caspery moment.
Yeah.
Can I keep you?
Ooh. Oh wow.
Oh, man. Wow.
Too bad that's not in the vault.
That's gonna be the hocus pocus
too. You gotta find that other vault.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Casper. So
the witches find the devil. Right.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So we go to a house.
Yeah.
Yes. Or they see a man dressed as the devil.
Like, what?
And they're like, oh, it's our leader. Our master.
Genius is what this scene is.
Gary and Penny Marshall, who are siblings.
Who are siblings?
Who are playing
a married couple.
That was crazy to me. I was like, there's no way that is Penny Marshall. And then the credit, I was like, that's Penny Marshall playing Gary Marshall's wife and their brother and sister in real
life. It doesn't bug me because it's so platonic.
Yeah, their marriage
and they like
not,
don't
yeah,
like each other
marriage.
But no. I do like, think it's like, funny. I didn't notice this until this viewing that they call her Medusa.
Oh yeah, of course. So funny.
I missed that.
The devil married Medusa.
There are
like,
endless
okay.
jokes.
Yes.
Endless.
So I guess in this town, if you mention the Sandersons, you were just like in. And he's like, these girls have great costumes. They come in my house. I'll give them candy.
We can slow dance in the living room.
Slow dance in the living room? What?
And
watch
then that
TV.
Commercial with the baby.
Oh,
man.
Oh, I remember
it's
time, that commercial.
But still works.
Still works. Successful.
Also, it's funny to me because Penny Marshall goes upstairs and like weighs herself and like comes down in the middle is like, I lost 5 pounds.
Yeah.
What is she doing while these weird women
middle
are
America.
In her house?
Her best. She's doing her best.
Yeah.
Halloween.
And while
nuts.
That's happening, three random little girls steal their brooms.
And then I didn't catch this the first like 200 times watching it, but you just hear the sound effect of them going.
Yes. So these girls
that's
are still flying
very
around.
Very
that's
funny to me.
Hysterical.
Truly such a funny moment in that.
There's
movie.
So many details like that mm-hmm. in this movie that you no, don't
you
catch
don't
the first time.
Because you laugh too hard.
It
so
is
then,
packed.
So then, yeah, Penny Marshall sees, what's Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, easy peasy. And
they're
she's like,
I don't know. What should we name her? Sarah.
Yeah, she's like, get her out of here. And then she sticks a little dog. With
yeah.
a little double wings.
Apparently that's Kathy and Jimmy's real dog.
Aww.
Cute.
Nepotism.
Nepotism in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, yes. So the girls
then they're
run
like,
off.
Wait, these are these aren't monsters. These are kids dressed as monsters.
Kids everywhere, and one of them is Mrs. Potts.
Yeah.
A really weird Mrs. Potts outfit covering that kid's whole face.
Yeah. Very strange. I didn't get that.
I think it's funny when that one kid, they're like, this is just a child. And he's like, and he whacks them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They like with rip off his mask, yell in his face.
And then he's like, get out of here, you old brat.
There's a lot of physical comedy. I mean, the way that they treat each other is so funny because they're like literally kicking, elbowing, slapping each other.
It is so slapsticky, but it doesn't, like, sometimes that can be really grating. But for some reason in this, it makes sense.
I love it. When they first get out of the cemetery, there's a moment where she's like yelling and she's like, we need to calm down. And she's like, I am calm.
Oh, yes. I know. She's like, we need to work on our breathing exercises. Yeah. She's like, what, are you really being honest with yourself?
You're not being honest with yourself.
It's okay. Do some breathing exercises.
Yeah.
So I think, is this where they find the parents? They go to the
party. They go to the party to find the parents.
It's like at City Hall?
Yeah, of course.
All the parents go to City Hall.
Literally all the parents.
Have you been to Salem, Massachusetts?
Like, Mac, they run in. They're like, Mom and Dad, there are these witches after us. And Mom's like, how much candy have you had? And she says she hasn't had a piece, but that is false because she was eating a piece of candy at Allison's house, I would just like to say.
Okay, wow.
And it's like a lollipop.
It's like a it's like a chocolate witch on a stick, I think. Yeah. So it is
I just remember as a kid.
It looks delicious.
Yes, yeah. It looks delicious. And I really want one.
I've always been like, what is that? Can I have it?
No, you're right. It's a little chocolate on a stick.
I mean, maybe she didn't finish it, but she was eating it. Yeah. I just want to say. So anyway.
The mom is just as much.
She's a bit of a liar.
You can't trust
her. She's exaggerating to get the point across, maybe.
Can we talk about the mom's costume?
Oh, yeah.
Dressed as Madonna.
It's so funny that she's like, who are you supposed to be? And the mom's like, well, come on. Obvious?
Yeah.
But she doesn't know? I don't know.
Who doesn't know?
Danny doesn't know.
Yeah, she's not allowed to watch MTV.
She doesn't know who that is.
You're crazy.
They're from Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're from LA. So she doesn't, but she wasn't allowed to watch TV.
I remember when I was very young thinking those cone boobs were very shocking.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. They're very pointy.
Seeing your mom in that.
Also, I remember when I was younger, I didn't realize that was the mom in this scene. I thought it was some random lady.
She's
random
away.
Yeah, because she looks so different. I was like, why is she talking to this woman? Yeah. Even though she
does.
Still
look like
why is she talking to Madonna?
Yeah.
What is Madonna doing in this movie?
This is amazing.
Madonna's playing herself?
And,
and she's not singing?
Yeah. So Max, speaking of singing, Max interrupts everybody. There's like this zombie guy on stage.
I really like that.
Who I always thought was Michael Keaton when I was little.
Okay. Why did you think that?
Okay, Claire.
Now, why
did
you think that?
Active imagination. Cool, cool, cool.
He was
kind of
a jerk, though, because he was like,
he's kind of sexy.
I also think he was kind of sexy.
Like a skeleton man with a top
hat.
He's
got a swag.
I mean, he looked sexy to me.
He's got a nice voice. He's got a swag. He's like, you know, bringing the hits, entertaining the people. Mm-hmm. So Max,
he can entertain me, bitch.
Max rips the mic from his hand. He's like, your children are in danger. Everyone, shock and awe. The Sanderson sisters are released and they all laugh.
And then that's when they're right there.
Yeah.
And somehow the Sanderson sisters know current pop hits.
Well, what
they
happened
had just heard
is
it.
That they just heard it from Hot Skeleton Man.
Yeah, he was singing it.
Bette Midler was hearing it. She's like, I could do better than this.
So
yeah.
She's got what you would call maybe like a photographic memory.
She's got the Cam Jansen photographic memory.
Plus or forethought. Yeah, she could just absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also like a witch.
Yeah, she's a witch.
She's a witch.
Yeah.
And I do love how they kind of set that up in the beginning when they were all sort of singing together, that incantation thing.
Yes, they do, in that beautiful harmony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful kind of dissonant harmony
with
creepiness.
Sure.
So, so they crush it.
Yeah.
Everybody loves
it. They cast a spell during it.
How is this not the scene in the movie?
I mean, there's so many scenes in this movie.
But this is the scene. Yes.
It's a big scene.
It is a big
scene. It's like a
halfway
point.
If you take all of the, granted, funny scenes in Hocus Pocus, this one is the apex.
Yes, because Bette is being like her most Bette. She gets to do her thing.
And so fun. And they get to be witches. And also, literally, I was like, this is a drag queen performance. I mean, Bette Midler is giving you
drag queen
lip sync number.
Yes, 100%.
Boots the house down.
It is amazing, too, because she's singing about putting a spell on you. And at the end, she literally puts a spell on them that they will dance until they die.
Yeah.
Which you don't, at least I didn't realize at first when I was little that that's what was happening. That's why the parents never came home.
Mm-hmm. It's a genius, is what it is.
Truly genius.
This movie is like so far next level that I don't even see the level.
When the kids cover their ears, so clearly they can't hear anything.
But I love how Madonna mom just starts voguing.
Yeah,
she has to dance.
On.
I wish
she dance in character.
What else could you possibly want?
I wish they had Fitbits in this time, so I knew what her step count was.
Yes. Oh my god! After dancing till like at least 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So next there's like that lobster scene.
Yeah, they run to the behind a lobster.
A lot of hiding. Yeah. A lot of running and jumping and hiding.
But then this is when Allison gets the idea for the oven.
I do have a lot of questions about this lobster scene.
Uh-huh.
Why is this restaurant keeping lobsters in the back alley?
I mean, that is unusual.
I think it's there's just no room inside.
Yeah.
So someone's eating lobster dinner on Halloween and the man working there is a chef wearing a pirate costume, which may or may not be on theme for the restaurant.
Yeah.
Might not be a costume.
We don't know.
And then he comes out and he takes a lobster that he has named Mario. Is that his name?
No, it was a girl's name.
Isn't it was like,
a
girl's name. Mario. Angela.
I think it might be Angela.
Yeah, Angela.
Angela.
Angela?
Where did I get Mario?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm Mario Batali.
Come on, Angela.
He's a chef, I guess.
Time to go into the boiler. And then there's also a discarded oven, which I buy more than the lobsters.
Yeah.
And so that's where she gets the idea. So anyway, sorry. There were just like some things there.
100%. To add on to what you were saying, he also took Angela and was like, shame. Meaning you had a relationship with Angela and yet you picked Angela from all these lobsters like, and then you feel bad about anyway.
I love like, that everybody has a backstory. About? Yes. And that's, I think, one of the things that's so good about this movie that does feel like this isn't a Gary Marshall movie, but he is in it. But I think some others, like Princess Diaries does this a lot, where like all the little characters have something going on with them.
We'll get there, but the fake cop and the girl
was
like, Eddie, what are those kids doing?
So even those one-liners are so memorable.
They're so memorable.
You could see their whole story. They're going off to some other party and like, she's a biker babe, he's a cop. Anyway, Wait, did we pass that point?
I think we did.
Yeah,
the smashed fingers. Oh shoot! Well, that scene's so good though.
It's another great scene to add on to the menagerie.
Makes fun of him for being a virgin.
Well, that scene kind of messed me up a little when I was young because I thought I didn't see it coming that Max goes to talk to a police what
Real
he thinks is a police
switch.
Officer and says like the Sanderson sisters and we need help and the guy takes it very seriously and sort of shames him for being a virgin.
Yeah,
and then,
I think I didn't know what that meant.
And then when we get the reveal that it's a Halloween costume, I remember thinking, people trick each other?
Yeah,
you can't even trust the police.
And I love the timing, the way that lady comes out. She's just like, oh, Eddie, oh, you're so silly. It's like, oh, so perfect.
I think in this movie, to the virgin part, that it's funny that Danny teases her brother so much for being a virgin. It's like, bitch, you a virgin too?
Even Thackeray's ghost teases him.
Yeah.
But they're all like 16 or under.
Yeah, come on.
Chill out.
I remember laughing at that joke when I was like 6 watching it, and I was like, still not knowing at all what that meant, but I knew that it was supposed to be funny.
But I guess it just goes to show if the characters are committed to something, and they weave it into the story, we'll buy it.
It's virgin shaming, and I don't approve it.
Max had had sex, this movie would never happen.
That's true.
Yeah. So they realize, oh, oven, let's lure them to the high school. So they do, and Max does this like Wolfman radio thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
which is like, they're like, let's get them the oven, but also I'm gonna break into the PA system.
He's like, but also I want
to
do this bit.
I've been.
Let me just do it.
They're like, no, we could just, we don't have.
He's like, they don't.
I learned this in LA.
Yeah,
Allison's like
improv.
This is my one chance to use the PA system.
Yeah.
Sure.
So they have a French lesson going in the kiln.
Je voudrais en livre.
I won't remember.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Because she really does.
She does.
Want her book.
That's why it's so funny.
Come on, it's
so funny. That's why it was so funny. I was like, oh, I clocked that. I appreciate that. I think that's smart.
Oh, so funny.
So they get lured into the oven. They burn them, and those shots back and forth of the kids watching them. A glamour shot for Miss Vanessa.
Gorgeous. Mm.
And then back the witches are like, oh boy, we're being burned. And then we get that like fun cheesy green smoke that comes out of the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they they'll evil. Celebrate. Woo, we did it. They're dead. Like, they're gone.
Thora Birch did a cartwheel that I was like.
Cartwheels are like.
You wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All I Want for Christmas. It. That was the other movie. Thora Birch's other movie was All I Want for Christmas.
With the mice.
Yes, with Snowball.
Oh, yes. I don't remember. Know. I remember. Yes.
Sorry. You just, that's so Raven that.
She was
your face. You went.
I had
somewhere.
This vision of Thora Birch during cartwheel, and then I was like, in the snow, Christmas, All I Want for Christmas.
Yes.
That was a really good movie. Lauren Bacall, Grandma Lauren Bacall.
Whoa, I gotta watch
it. I don't remember what it was about. Oh, they get separated from their parents?
No, they're trying to get their parents back together.
Oh. And the kid is?
Ethan Embry.
It is?
Ethan Embry.
Yep.
Holy moly.
From That Thing You Do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bass Empire player. Records.
Anyway, sorry. Back to cartwheels. Je vous joie. Only yes. Libra.
So they're celebrating and they're like, Binks, you're going to live with us now. Because Binks is like, well, shit. I'm going to be like alive forever now. Mm-hmm. This sucks.
But that means Danny and Binks get to be together for
until she gets old.
Yeah, because she says later when they're cuddling in bed, like, you'll be my cat, and then you'll be my kid's cat, and then you'll be my grandkid's cat.
Yeah, if I were Thacker, I'm like, whoa, bummer much?
Wow, also, we literally just met tonight. The rest of my life.
I'm like, okay, red flag.
Almost immediately, the witches rematerialize, because the smoke just gets sucked right back
in. And so, like, why?
Well, I don't know.
Because.
They can't be burnt.
That's right. Because
Salem witch trials.
Because of I know why. Because they the movie's not over.
Yeah. They're writers.
Yep.
And
that's why.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was stuck, but now you know what. Tracks. Thank you. Thank you for hearing that for me.
I guess
I think it's because of magic.
They can only be killed by sunlight.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Okay.
They're
cool.
Writers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're writers. Yes.
They're writers. Yes.
It was just a callback to the Joker.
Yeah.
The parents. No, but you know what? It's a plot device because they feel the pain of burning alive, and that fuels them even more.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
There it is.
They know the pain, and they're ready
they
to
don't like
kill.
It.
They didn't like it.
Yep.
So back in Max's room, he's like cuddling up in Allison, and they're like, let's open the spell book. The witches are dead. So
what's the worst that could happen?
Immediately, like this, like light comes on, and they're like, well, I guess nothing's happening.
Damn beam that calls Winnie to her book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She sees it. She's like, oh, those fools.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Becker's like, you idiots.
We skipped a part.
Oh.
Well, the thing with the salt and the old boyfriend's line,
but also
the witches get out and then they run into Ice and Jay.
Oh my god,
this is right. And he's like, yeah, they're like, dude, what do you want to do? You want to watch babes undress?
He's like,
it's
midnight.
They're
already undressed. They're like, oh, what do you want, you ugly hags? And
she doesn't like being called ugly.
She's so ticked off.
Like, she's insecure.
Calling her ugly is like her Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this, and it comes so late in the movie,
this
but
it's like
stays.
A Marty McFly chicken. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
She is set off.
Yeah, but then they put them in cages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna do the potion, but realize they can't remember the potion, even though Sarah says dead man's toe right
dead
at the beginning.
She remembers it.
So
they need the book to get the potion.
And that's
when she
goes to the window to say goodbye. Goodbye,
I want to go to the window.
Yeah. Yes.
So funny that scene.
Yeah.
And so lo and behold, the book has been opened and there is like a light.
Yeah.
Like a
and they
want to
fly there, but they don't have their brooms. So then they have to
so
use
instead
whatever in the janitor closet.
You got a mop. You got another mop.
And then you got a vacuum.
Well, it's like a broom, a mop, and a vacuum.
Oh, a broom.
Yeah.
A mop.
Funnier.
Okay.
Heightening.
Comedy comes in threes.
That's right.
If you go to the Halloween house in LA, they have a vacuum that you can sit on, like the.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. The poster for this
Very
movie.
Cool.
So yes, it reveals where they are. They fly
and then it's
there.
Scary because then they go to the kitchen to get salt because they read that a ring of salt will save you.
Convenient that the book tells how to save your opponents.
It's such a great line where Allison pulls the salt and says, "What does it say?" She's like, "Oh, we'll protect you against zombies." which is an old boyfriend.
And he's like, what about new boyfriends? And she says, who are you calling a new boyfriend?
Yeah.
Cheeky.
Crash from upstairs.
Yeah, so they run up and they're like, Danny, Danny.
And it's the scariest part of the whole movie.
The nail in the screen.
But when he goes to wake up Danny and pulls the covers back, and it's Sarah Jessica Parker screaming out of the bed.
Oh, my God. It reminds never screamed so loud. Great Mouse Detective when they go to the little girl.
Yes, and it's a little bat thing. Yeah. So weird.
No. Scary. So scary.
And they have Danny.
But I love that it's that scary because that's okay. And we watched it when we were little, most of us. And it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you scream when you saw that scene, Oscar?
I cried.
I knew it.
When she would slice the net with her nail, I used to think she was doing that to the window. I didn't realize that it was.
That's one powerful nail. What is that magic?
She could, though. I think she could.
Oh, no. I know she could.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then
they takes fly Danny. Off,
yeah, and that's when Sarah calls all the rest of the children.
Song. Come, little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment.
Sexy. Oh, it is really
sexy.
She's
like caressing
she's
the broom.
Yeah. I thought she's it was actually quite sophisticated, I must say. Differently toned than the rest of the movie. And I thought this was like, oh,
wouldn't
this is.
You pay good
scary.
Money to see to spend that day on set filming that scene?
I would. Oh my God. I would.
Come. Yeah, she's working that broom.
The hand choreography and just. Time.
Oh, perfect by Kenny Ortega.
Of course, Kenny. Perfect. Of course.
If I were a little kid, I'd follow that girl. Anywhere.
I was sad because when we were little, my sister picked Sarah as her, so I had to be Mary, but I like Mary. But like, she was like, my name is Sarah, so I get to be Sarah. Okay. And I was like, I want to be the sexy
sound
woman.
Logic. Sound logic.
Wait, who's Mary? Mary's
Kathy.
Kathy. So
I am a Mary.
So they have another trick. They're like, oh, I know what else we could do. We could trick him into thinking it's sunlight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So daylight savings early. Time.
Yeah.
So we get the head
and
beams.
You know what? It worked.
Yeah.
Again, they tricked them again. And like Danny's like, I want to see him turn to dust. They're like, no, moron. It's not really daylight. Get the fuck out of the house. So they do trick them. And again, it's funny because it is like a placebo effect since the witches do start to wither and get worried. And they're like, oh, this is it. Goodbye, cruel world.
And yeah,
and then they're just in a pile on the floor.
And like, they wake up, fine. And then they're pissed.
Yeah, and then they get the help of Billy Butcherson. Mm-hmm.
There's that little car chase sort of moment, and I always think it's funny that Winifred is like, "Pull over, let me see a driver's permit."
Yeah. She's hit.
And I was, and I thought,
how'd she know?
How'd she know that?
No, she knows. She's caught on very quickly to the 21st century. She knows.
Yeah, how she know how to call it a learner's permit,
let
not
me
a
say
driver's
driver.
License.
Learner's permit. Yeah. She knows. She's hip. She knows.
It was so wild.
She's like,
when she thought she was going to die, she read all about the world.
Yeah. She adapts really quickly
she
to this world.
She does very quickly. And it works.
Yeah, it works. So at the cemetery, Max runs into Billy, and this is where he cuts open his mouth, and like the mouths come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we first think he's bad, but then he just wants to like,
He says bad things about them.
He's like, you wench. You. Wait, he says something that he also says in Hook.
From hell or something.
Firefly from hell. That's a Hook line, isn't it?
I don't know.
Firefly from hell. He says that to Tinkerbell.
Oh, he does?
Oh.
Yeah, when she's like, when we first meet her. Anyway, I thought it sounded familiar. It sounded familiar, doesn't
first?
He?
The chicken.
Chicken.
No. Hook. 91.
91.
91.
Interesting.
You both think the chicken came first?
Yeah. They were
where'd
just
the chicken
plopped.
Come from?
Yeah, now where'd that chicken come from?
Plopped onto the earth.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But it evolved. Do you think it evolved?
From a dinosaur? Yeah.
Yeah.
What came first, the dinosaur or the egg?
Dinosaur.
So what laid the chicken's egg?
A dinosaur?
Yeah.
So it was a dinosaur laid a chicken?
Mm-hmm. They had a dino chicken.
Yeah.
Then it turned into a chicken.
Yeah.
At a full moon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So does he call her bitch? I feel like
no.
I remember. Oh, it's no. very close, though, because he says, like,
it
wench.
It sounds a lot worse than the words actually are.
Yeah. And so we realize, oh, this guy's not bad, and he is a terrible ally for her because he hates her. She killed him.
Mm-hmm.
She sewed his mouth shut with a dull needle.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Please give me the sharp needle. Please.
So then they dig a hole in a grave, in Billy's grave, and stick Danny in there and then put salt around it.
Clever little white witch.
White witch. Yeah. Specifically, they want Danny.
Yeah, because she called her ugly.
She called her ugly. Yeah. She's probably the sweetest and she's the youngest.
Yeah, because Sarah even makes it. She's like, we have the book. We can make more brew. We can get
but
all.
You know what? You're her pride. Yeah. She's not about that.
She wants that one.
So Winnie attempts to suck the soul from Danny. And we just have this one little vial push left. Oh, because before they left the witches, they spilled the cauldron. Yeah, they knocked it over.
But then Max takes it and he's going to smash it. And he's like, I'm going to kill her. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, so now no choice. So he starts glowing.
So then she, instead of dropping, I would just drop Danny, right?
Same.
Kill her. But instead she flies her gently down to the ground and then picks up Max and then sucking the soul out of him. And then
daybreak.
Yeah, Mary and Sarah are trying to go, but they're being pulled back by the cord. Mm-hmm. And that's when they let go of them and release them into the sun.
I remember thinking when Mary explodes and she goes, that was up until that point in my life, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It is very funny. I like, even before you said it, I was like ready. I was ready to, it's like just, in my brain forever.
But also when Sarah does, it's so sexy. She's like,
yeah,
goodbye, Winnie. Goodbye.
They are all so in character the whole time. Like, of course, Mary's goodbye is a little silly. Of course, Sarah's is very sexy. And Winnie's is just angry.
Well, also, I don't know. I thought it was weird that she turned into a statue and no one else did.
Well, it's because she was standing on the ground.
Hollow ground.
Yeah. Different rules.
Yeah. And I like how she like looks down and he looks down and they look down. Right. He looks down.
Like, oh. Yeah. And so she turns.
And then it turns into like a gorgeous angel singing.
Yeah.
Flows into
really
glitter.
Oh,
glitter goes
beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. But then also while this is happening, Thackeray gets thrown against a rock.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. And it's not
and
a good
look.
And
he's really dead.
And
yeah.
he's on his sister's grave.
Yeah.
And the irony.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, snap. And they're all like, oh, yay, the witches are dead. And they're like, uh-oh, Thackeray, come back.
And they're all and crying.
Ghost shows up.
He can't die.
This weird-ass, hot-as-hell ghost.
Ah!
Sexy ghost.
Sexy.
And makes
sexy
out with
ghost.
Danny and says, I'll be with you forever.
He says,
but
can
then
I keep you?
Some little girl's like, Thackeray?
Thackeray
Beast. Thackeray Beast.
Took
me so long.
And she's like, come on, come to heaven already.
And she's like, what took you so long?
I had to wait for a virgin to light the candle.
Yeah,
and another
family music
another shaming.
Yeah. And everybody dies laughing.
Yeah.
pointing at the screen, pointing
except
at Max.
Well, for
after the credits rode.
The hilarious.
It's so funny. I think, again, after the next funniest moment of my entire life is the end credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the parents come
the parents
out
come
super
out,
tired.
So tired.
They've been dancing all night.
Like, what happened to us? Yeah. This is a oh, and they say some line about like, wow, we thought Hollywood was crazy. Hollywood was a party town.
Button. Yep.
It's too good. Oh,
and then
I put a spell on you.
Yeah, and back to
and
that
now
again.
You're mine.
It's too good. I will watch it again tonight.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
No, you have to watch Earth Girls Are Easy tonight. Yeah.
Well, no, you're going to watch Hocus Pocus and
Monkey
then Earth Girls Are Easy.
Business.
You know what I'm actually going to do? Trouble. Watch Hocus Pocus, watch Casper.
Oh, double feature.
I know we're Earth in the Disney vault, but I don't think Casper gets enough recognition for how good it is.
No, it's
you
very
come
good.
To my house sometime. It gets plenty of recognition. I love it.
Oh, it's so good. I want to go to Whipstaff.
I know.
Whipstaff.
What would you say is the moral of Hocus Pocus? Huh?
Virgins suck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, my takeaway is virgins make things interesting.
Yeah, virgins are all the fun.
See?
If you care too much about a thing, maybe you're going to manifest that thing in your town.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think mine is probably, it turns out that the most important subject in school is Halloween.
Yeah. It's true.
I want to be a Halloween teacher when I grow up.
Yeah.
That'd nice little be really goal. Great. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can wear cool hats and stuff. Like I guess
Halloween is the most important thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really is, actually.
I like that.
I'm really excited for 31 Nights of Halloween on Freeform.
Yeah.
Hashtag sponsored content.
Hashtag sponsor.
Sponsor.
So who would we play in this movie if we had to cast ourselves? Who would we play in Hocus Pocus? Rachel, you know what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
Yay! I thought you were going to say that I'm Max because I'm a virgin.
What? No. You're Mary because you're fun.
Okay. Yay.
Let's see.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I probably would end up being Billy, I think.
What?
Billy?
Billy?
I think so.
Billy. I don't know.
Who else would be Max?
No.
Sarah?
No.
I was going to say Sarah.
You could
crush Sarah.
I saw the way you were working that imaginary brain.
I honestly think you are Sarah.
You are Sarah, Daniel. There's
plus,
no
you're again. Appearing on our album. As
you're right. I
also,
am.
That's right.
I am singing lead on that song. On our album. And I
also, you were horny for the bus driver.
Oh my God, you are Sarah.
That's right.
And you would slow dance with the devil.
Yeah.
I did last night.
Oh my goodness.
Oscar, I think you are the Halloween teacher.
Yes, you are. Yes. The right answer is I am the lady that's holding out candy that no one takes because the bullies show up. That's the person I would be.
Would that be Allison's mom?
No.
No.
The previous house?
It was another extra.
The house before she runs and cries.
You're right. You're right.
So many parts of this movie.
I was thinking, like,
someone
take candy from this poor woman.
Oh, yeah.
No one did.
So they could have gotten candy from her, but instead they stole it from somebody else. It's a lesson, too. That's a moral.
That is a lesson.
Don't steal someone else's
candy. There's plenty of candy for everyone.
Yes, and if you can't find it, steal it from other children.
Wait.
There we go.
Or you're the alligator that's dancing and they're like, Mom, and you're like,
I love that. Yes. There was one clown in that party that I was like, ooh, that's cute makeup.
Oh, there's the mummy. Oh, I'm
the
Sarah.
The mummy that you're making out with.
I was like, I thought the mummy was cute.
Yeah.
You know what else I like about this Halloween party is that the costumes are of different quality. And I feel like in most movies, it's like as if same costume designer made all the costumes, so they're all the same quality. This looks like it could be a real party where some people put more effort in than others.
Okay, so rewatching it, this was the first time I noticed her, but there's an old woman standing at the front of the crowd who is just like watching the show being like, oh, she was great. I love her.
Okay. I'll have to look for her tonight.
That's who
she's
I am.
She's like
then.
In the lower left corner, like near the parents. Yeah.
Gotta watch that for sure. Front. Claire, you're winning. You're winning.
I'm Winnie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might be.
Nuts.
I think so.
Might be.
You're nuts.
I'm fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Take me to the window.
See, there you go.
I want to say goodbye.
I rest my case.
Yeah. You're singing.
Rest my case.
That's it.
Case closed.
Winnie.
Oh, we have all three Sanderson sisters here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bend the bones and break the back. Dream
Rachel.
Of his baby fat.
I smell children.
Give him fur as black as black.
Just
like this.
Oh.
I can't. All right. It's time to rate this movie out of 5.
Dead man's toe.
Dead man's toes. How many dead man's toes do you give Hocus Pocus?
I give it a 5.
I give it a 6.
Six toes.
Extra
toes.
That's great.
I'm gonna give this this one a 5. It's like really fun. I'm gonna give this one a 4.75.
What happened?
Only because
what happened?
The thing that will dock it is because honestly, you know, the movie is the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah.
So when they weren't there for the first like 15 minutes of
they
the movie,
dead.
I was a little like, okay, this is dragging a little bit. I don't care about these kids.
So
truly don't care about
movie.
The kids.
They are in the exposition.
Also, we get the Halloween scene.
Great.
The teacher.
Where's the Sanderson sisters?
Yeah, your scene.
Yeah, your big moment.
There's also after the movie, the two bullies, they're doing row.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Yes.
Endless
jokes.
Endless jokes.
See, we have so much more material that's not.
That sounds like five toes to me, but that's cool.
4.75. The movie is the Sanderson sisters,
wait,
and when they're not
because
there.
Because
they
had to have more exposition. They were in the beginning, though.
More
that's my review.
They're in the first scene.
Okay.
They're in the very first scene. I mean, but you're...
Yeah, and then they're not in it for another 15 minutes, and I'm like, hurry up. That's where
bring them back.
Bring them back. Bring back the girls.
Then I'll give it 5.25 to make up for the 0.25.
You already had a 6.
It needs to be like over the edge. I'll give it as many toes as I possibly can. This movie is so good, and it is surprisingly rewatchable, and it just holds up
but
so well.
But don't you feel like during that time period, some of the classics were birthed in terms of like, I mean, I think the perfect of that generation is Adam Family Values. Like,
yes.
Just, yes.
I mean,
yes.
In terms of perfect.
Yes. Barbie.
In terms of like jokes per minute, not for nothing.
No, it's so good.
I do think
so
that is the golden
you're right.
standard.
You're right. You're right.
We have both Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values on 31
we
Nights
do.
Of Halloween.
See, there we go.
Yes,
we do.
Yes. And you
so
know what
to
I
me,
think?
But it's similar. Hocus Pocus is, I think, in the similar
it
vein
is.
As
okay,
that.
Okay, that early very 90s close. Thing, I think part of it is that it's before we had so much CGI and things. So it's all, if you think about it, it's about the writing.
Yes,
and
we had to
it's
rely
about
on
the practical
jokes.
Effects. Yeah, it had to really be there because, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there is like a sweet spot before all that other
I mean,
stuff
truly,
hit.
It's truly
Adam's
some
Family
iconic
so
stuff
good.
For kids. Need to remind everyone, this is
Adam's
a kids
Family.
Movie.
Debbie
like,
Jelinski.
Oh
like,
my
wait,
God.
So you
from the agency?
I mean, Adam's Family as well.
Yeah.
But Adam's
Uncle
Nick
next summer.
I mean,
Adam's
Family
Values
is
number one.
It is the movie from the 90s.
Jesse. John Cusack is Jesse.
Oh, my God.
Pixar.
Oh, see, there we go. That's
wow, bring
it
back.
Wow, you're right.
But yeah, I mean, like, I was like, and they don't make movies like that anymore. No, I don't no. think.
I'm going to have a baby. No.
Right now. So, yeah, I think Hocus Pocus
I'll
is a really
victim.
Nice, like, cool, like, yeah.
All your life.
I think Hocus Pocus is another one of those things. Like, death becomes her.
Death becomes her.
God.
All the same in my brain.
Oh, so,
but all
yes.
of them are, they're all like kind of spooky too.
They are.
Yeah. A little bit of darkness. Yeah.
Dark.
I love that.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
All these are all my favorite. These
me
are literally
too.
My favorite movies. Yes.
All shot
yes.
in the
literally.
Same, yes. in, within 5 years of each other.
Yes.
So
yeah.
like,
maybe even less.
Maybe even less.
Beetlejuice in 1989, wasn't it?
I think it was in the 80s.
Yeah, I think it's 89.
Late
80s.
Yeah.
5 years.
Still within the mark.
Yes.
All in the, yeah, that very tight pocket.
Ooh, 1993 was like a strong, was a,
I
a 94,
so.
Strong year.
Strong year. But yeah,
should've stopped.
I think it's
we should have stopped
solid.
Making movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did. They said after 1997, they stopped making
movies.
I haven't seen one since now.
Yeah, what is this podcast?
What?
Anyway, Daniel, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram, you know. I'm Daniel X Montgomery on there. The X doesn't stand for anything.
Extreme.
Or you can find me on Twitter. I'm just Daniel Montgomery.
DM. You can be DMX if you swap.
Oh, I could. Or, I don't know, sometimes on TV. Just turn it on. Sometimes I'm there. Every now and then.
Daniel Montgomery, sometimes on TV.
Only sometimes.
Sparkle Shark.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Thank you so much
for
having
me. What fun.
So fun.
Just the
thank
best.
You.
What fun. Truly what fun.
Just oh, what fun it is to ride inside the Disney vault.
Oh, amazing. Gorgeous.
Winifred.
I put a spell on you.
Yes. Let's get on these vacuum cleaners and get the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Daniel.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I'm Stevie Nelson.
And I'm Dave Horowitz.
And we're the hosts of I Burn Everything.
It's a podcast about food and relationships, which, you know, if we're being honest, are two out of the three things people want to talk about anyway.
What's the third thing?
Netflix.
Okay. We'd like you to rate, review, and subscribe if you like it. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, Apple
iPod?
Stitcher?
Do you still have iPods? If you have an iPod, do it on an iPod. I don't know.
If you have a Zune,
do it on your
Zune. It's probably hard to even charge them now.
Yeah, good luck. And if you have a Tamagotchi, you can't do any of this.
Yeah, you can't stream audio on a Tamagotchi, but you can feed them.
Yeah, you still
so
keep
feed
feeding
those little buggers. They're hungry. Bye.
Bye.
Campfire.